Picnic Baptist Fire Tunic website. Our ministry is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may email us at baptistfire@bigfoot.com. We hope you receive a blessing. And now, here is the featured message.
Called out here
as
a wonderful community
of healers. Yes, sir, that's right.
The International Airport will be out there between here and Dallas. And they're going to make it the finest airport this side of New York. There'll be 10,000 people around your community. You got about 150, 200 members out there. Just been called there. I want you to quit school here. A week every now and then, go out there and see every chick and child and christen every baby in that neighborhood. You may not get all my lectures, you won't be the worst off, you don't. You can get some of Dr. Hamlin's, you won't be the worst off. But I want you to go through every wire fence and see everybody in 10 miles that place.
I'll put them out there for
you. All right. I don't see you around here in 2 weeks, I don't want to see you here for a week. I'll put your shoes. If any of these veterans addicted to these piston rods and running, want to weigh you down, tell them see me.
Sure will.
They don't like it, I'll fire them.
We'll be outside of all.
Get the red. One of the boys went out there to hold a meeting, and they wouldn't be given a few days to people being saved. So King Marky asked King Marky excuse. I'm Marky excuse. And that's going to settle it, too. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
You think I can't next Sunday, will you?
Yes, sir, sure will.
Don't you show up around here next week?
I'm glad to go to Woodward. No, he's mighty fine.
Yeah, you drive out there, you got a car?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. You go see him, remember, on that road next week. Don't sit down. Just walk in. He said, I'm the new pastor here, and I need your help. I've come to ask you to pray for me. I want you to invite somebody to come and hear me preach. Who lives over there in that house over there? My son, will you go and help me to bring them to church? You see a sending station on there. Walk up the valley and says, my name is Bailey. I'm the pastor over here at the Eulis Church. And I want to meet you. I'm going to be out there in this neighborhood for the next 10 years, maybe longer. I'm going to preach a lot of people. May preach yours and once you get ready. Now, any time you ever get sick, you want to preach and come and pray with you, you get in touch with me and I'll come and pray. I don't care what time of day it is, 2 o'clock in the morning, people die at all hours, you know that? Did you know more people die at night than do at daytime? Did you know that? Did you know more people die after 12 o'clock than do? Before 12 o'clock at daytime, did you know that?
No, sir.
Well, I'm teaching you something.
Amen.
And see all the old people. Know the names of every chick and child. Hello, Sam. Hello, Tom. Hello, Bill. Hello, everything. Know every old woman and every old woman. Know the birthdays.
Be best I can.
No, you're not going to do that, can you do it? Give me a book. You got one? All right. When you go into a place and make a visit, and there's, why not take down the names of everybody in that home? Write them all down. That's husband and wife, 10 children, 14 grandchildren. Pray for every one of them. Call them all by name. You know how to do that, don't
you? I remember you doing it.
You do it. When you write it down, write them all down. So, all right, let's stand there. What a Thanksgiving. Never say prayer. Say Thanksgiving, then pray. Then while they got the head bowed and you pray for them, don't say, Lord bless the children. Lord bless Sam, and Tom, and Sally, and William, and Honey. Just call the roll of all of them. You see, the scripture says, watch as well as pray. And that woman saying when the husband said, you know, I like that young fella. Yes. You'll have them all coming to church. He got to build a new church soon.
Yeah.
I want to thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You know, a lot of curses on Pastor Kelvin. That wasn't that. Not worth a couple of cents. First meeting I ever had, I slept on the bed one gin cotton out the front porch. And on the way I took a bath, went down to the creek where there was a swimming hole, pulled off, went in, and had to have some old fashioned live soap before me. And I know they like live soap. But you cut the dirt off. Went down there, and after me going, that fire fell into that same hole of water. But I went to see everybody in that whole neighborhood. Remember, the South Angel was sold on a head tower, heart tower, hand tower, heel tower, special light. Number one said in a minute, and that lady. Downright lady, come around and told myself, well, I just went. It's 100 feet deep, I found out, these are part of Eagle Mountain Lake. Put 200 feet, put white irons around your legs and jump in. Won't kill you on this, and I'm going to commit suicide. I said, what right are they doing? We mentioned everything from the gas rod. I said, wouldn't take yourself on a gas rod because it couldn't look at you. I wouldn't jump off a tall building out here because you messed up the sidewalk. I wouldn't blow a bang out because you might beat him in the other one. That's the best way to take out all the insurance you can take. And get you 2 100-pound weights, so I can weigh 100 feet deep over 9 miles range. It's midnight, nobody come along, they fall off. The weights will keep you down, that's so you don't float. That's a year, they can get the death proof, and your children get the $10,000. So I'm assuming you, sir, advising you to make sure that I am advising. You come last week, you know, I'm going to give you the best ride. She said, yeah, trick every Sunday morning. I've been telling you every day. People come to me for advice, I find out what they want to do, and then I advise them. People don't want you to change their opinion, they just want you to confirm them. That's all. Girl told me the other day, you don't know about certain young fellow, she's about to get in love with him. She's already gone. She said, yes. What do you want to ask me about for? Put your little around out there, will you? Now, I gave you a lecture the other day on Easter. You're 12 occasions on Sunday days, I'm going to ask you one question. Incidentally, there are 10 papers that are rejected in those papers. They're unsatisfactory. That's all we have to read on. Don't abuse that in general time, survive, so I make a satisfaction. Who says what satisfaction? Now, we're going to start that social life of the air department next Friday night. We're going to have a bout of the fellows going to be equal weights, I understand. And got half of those channels in every member of the family. I know when it gets out. Oh, Terry, you know what we're doing down that chimney? Just over the talk, that's all I want. But I'm opposed to, I'm opposed to be excited about. But I want to see one of them. Right, these boys getting over here in the hall, they're just as happy as they see it. That's not fair to the rest of let this go by. We've had 2-3 already. Let that go by, but not going to let the next go by. You need to spell about Rico, because we've got to have the air Friday night, so you let off all the team you want on the other side. Now, I gave you a lecture on Egypt, the secular history of it. Of course, not all of it. The next time you go to a doctor, you ask him where to get such a term. He was as if he's well educated. And he'll tell you there are two nations or two peoples where all medical terms come from. One is Egypt, the other is Rome. So many Latin terms.
And you will find that there's much to learn. We have so much that's come down to us from Egypt. I want this morning to just notice how much and large a place Egypt played in the history of the Bible. Begin with Abraham. The woman got him in trouble, he got in trouble, and the whole world's in trouble now. 300 million Mohammedans, because their mother was an Egyptian, Hagar. Egypt is a perfect symbol of what the world is. Going back to the onions, leeks, and the garlics of Egypt. That's the temptation of every new convert. Even the children of Israel, after they were redeemed, standing yonder by the Red Sea, said, "You brought us out here to die. We have plenty to eat down there in Egypt." And they did, out of well-favored land, the choicest of all the land of Egypt, the land of Goshen. Of course, when we think of Egypt, we think at once of the life of Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Jeremiah, he died in Egypt, Pharaoh Necho, who defeated good King Josiah, down on the plains of Megiddo. Egypt was at war continually with the ancient empires of Chaldea, Mesopotamia, Second Babylonian Empire, Assyria, and even after Cyrus the Great, Cambyses had succeeded. He took a powerful army, an army of 150,000, got out there in the desert. The desert storm came, and they were not overwhelmed. They were drowned in the sea, not a one escaped. He came back with another army and subdued Egypt. Palestine was a battleground between the countries bordering on the Euphrates and Tigris River, and Egypt was 1,000 miles away. So you see the importance of Egypt. Our Lord Himself was carried down from the wrath of Herod the Great. Of course, there are two men that means so much to us, Joseph and Moses. One carried out when he was 17, the other was born there. Years roll on. Jacob thought that Joseph was dead and grieved, for he was his favorite son. At last, when they brought, when famine brought the brothers of Joseph down to see him, he knew them, but they did not know him. The most dramatic picture in the whole Bible is the story of Joseph and his brothers. When he had them put in prison, they spoke in their native Hebrew and said, "Oh, do we not remember the anguish of that boy? His blood has now followed us." Joseph prayed. I want to give you some text. Text that you can use. That's why, that's what you want. If I anybody else lets it to you, you don't get a text, then walk out. You have one of the greatest texts in the whole Bible. When Joseph saw his brothers and knew them, and they did not know him. Put this down. I don't have time except to call attention to a few things. Genesis 43 and 41. And he washed his face. You can't preach all that, but don't preach in here. He turned his side. He could not contain his tears anymore. Wonderful lesson. There he was with good King Jehovah along the wall of yonder when the city was in siege. And he had the sackcloth on the other side and the purple, royal purple next to him. And the wind blew and he saw the royal purple. Yeah, our sorrows on the outside, we should conceal it. Great catch, Sam. Take it, preacher. May I give you this joint informant to the office of governor? Remember, Pharaoh stands except as I am in your throne. Judah had more power than Pharaoh. He was lord of all the land. He was a food controller. He was the absolute dictator. Many examples of where the prime minister has had the power and the king has got the secret in. That's true in England today. It's been true in many countries. It's true in Germany before the First World War. It's certainly true in Ira Ito. Now, the office of governor goes back to the beginning of Egyptian history. It does not, as we use the word governor, for instance, the governor's state in our way today. He has limited powers. Governed by the Constitution and by both houses of legislature, but not so with this office. So the office was there and had been for centuries. That's all God does that. Now an office was created for Joseph. At that time, an office had been in existence all the time. Over all the life, land, crops, beasts, men, everything. Get that, you'll understand then. No, the tremendous responsibility of Joseph. There were great dreamers. The ancients there, they gave large attention to dreamers. They had four orders: astrologers, magicians, soothsayers, and the Chaldeans of the ancient Chaldeans. These, the priests, took the place of the Chaldeans. Soothsayers, fortune tellers, in our language. Magicians, sleight of hand, like the circus, as it threw down and changed the rod. Astronomers studying the stars. The priests, corresponding to the Chaldeans, the highest intelligence, the educated, the philosophers. Now, when you understand that custom, you can quite understand much is said here in the history of Jacob and Joseph and Moses. Here are dreams, two dreams. They were the same thing. Simply is plenty. Some talkers lean. Now here's something that may help you. Even to this day, in the rich, fertile land that's irrigated, they go 7 years on the tough corn. That was a premium. If you do less than that, you are discredited. So that is no accident. That was it. The natural thing, 7 years in the store. We have an average of 3 crops, sometimes more, sometimes less. You have no winters there. Now, and now the 7 fat cattle and the 7 lean, the 7 lean devoured the fat cattle. Pharaoh's trouble. They call all the wise men before all and before him. They could not tell it. This then, the butler says, my sins, I remember today, about on the bed of women in jail. They were captain offenders, their heads would be cut off. Incidentally, Joseph put in prison because he had committed a charge with a capital offense. In all the Oriental countries, even to this day, you can violate a man's wife as death. The Mohammedans will behead you before a great multitude without delay for that crime. And that is true in the days of Joseph. That's why when Potiphar's wife had his cloak and his evidence, what could he do? She said it was true, she had evidence of it. That's what we put in as the king's prisoner. That meant as a captive offender, his head should be cut off. But God was with him. Now, these two dreamed the name, the baker and the butler. The one was that he should be beheaded, the other was he'd be restored. And so when he told Pharaoh, says as a Hebrew, and told us to arrange, and it came to pass just like he said. Here's the Nathaniel Senton. He washed himself, he anointed himself, he put on the coat of terror. And that young Jew, at a young age, how old was that time? You don't know? but his meaning is serious milestone. And when he stood before him and Pharaoh told him the dream, everybody was looking. Remember that palace has never been exceeded. Robinson says the finest palace of all time, but the palaces of Karnak, built by the excavated ruins, the columns still stand, many of them magnificent. They came from those granite mines where the source of the Nile. And so, when Pharaoh was seated on his throne and all of his courtiers around him, this young Jew stood before him. To me, it's always one of the most interesting things that after interpreted the two dreams and said the other one, then Joseph recommended himself for the job. He was ambitious. It's no fault. As Mark Anderson said over the body of Jesus, if he was ambitious, it was the previous fault. If you have any ambition to be something, go out and commit higher crimes. Had a bunch of three preachers that made it work. Couldn't help but praise me one day. But I got up soon. I got there. Gentlemen, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to build the greatest church in the world. I'm going to preach in all the great cities of the world. I just 19 years old, quit pulling the bell cord over the green deck and old Becker Jews had to pull that. They looked at me and was astonished. And they took me to one side in the room to pray for me. No tabernacle on the ground floor, and the windows, two windows here, right through there. And while they were praying, I didn't go along with one here, so I just stepped out to another left and pray. They never have to give you a prayer. All three of them in heaven. But they got to have that been in the plan of salvation. There are two classes of people saved, Jesus and the others. They belong to second class. They never forgive you for it. Our business, those who go in, they never forgive you. Remember, Genesis, the most subtle sin in the world, which nobody confesses. It's characteristic of society, women, and preachers. Now, Joseph was ambitious. You know what his profession was? A dreamer. Jehovah's dreamer. He didn't tell him dream once. Every time you see those brothers, tell him about how he's going to bow down to me, like the sun, jump to the beast, and the moon, and the stars. It's all on the nerve. Always sympathize with Joseph Prince. The old man likes it until something. He said, the moon, the stars, the sun, the whole heaven and the world is going to bow down to me. My dear, said, look here, what do you mean about that? You need it. Not going to bow down to you. But the next verse says, and Jacob cursed these things up. So he recommended himself that that's the highest office in the history of ancient Egypt. If I did it, he said, now, the Pharaoh will ask for the dream. And after he interpreted it, it seemed good to everybody. He said, now, I'm advising you. If you look out, a young man was very wise. And you understand this. Do you point me open? One another man that crowd can feel a bit. He looked there and said, well, I don't know if anybody here understands this thing like this young man, to which they all agreed, and he was unanimous to call the church. And the proclamation of Egypt is it went throughout the whole empire. And whatever he says, do you do? He's Lord of the land. Now we're going to gather up one fifth each year. How much would that be at the end of 7 years? Is that right, quickly? Come on, have your mathematics. Be a mathematician. What? Come on, what about it? If he gathered up one fifth each year, what would it be at the end of 7 years? What's that mean? What? The fraction is 1 2/5. Now, so therefore you had a supply. Now, another thing. It is a truism in Egypt history. that they had huge graves throughout Egypt. They only have to fill them. Here's a wonderful story now. The famine's on all the earth. And like the water of the flood covered all the earth. Jacob said, there's corn down in Egypt. Here we are dying. So you know the story of how he sent to get out of the desert. When he came back, after a while, that corn was eaten up. Had sent back some more. He said, we can't go unless we take our youngest brother. Because he never let us see his face. Jesus says, why did you tell him I had to know him for? He said, how do we tell when the man began asking us about our family and father? And never said, we can tell him because we were innocent about it. We didn't know what he's up to. Because that conscience is what was pursuing him. One of the greatest pieces, if not in my opinion, the greatest piece of eloquence in the whole Bible is the address of Judas. Now here's a real text for you to preach on how crazy God was hearing. In Genesis 44 and 16, beginning, and Judas said, what shall we say unto my Lord? They knew there was a cup. The cup was in their sack. What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? Lord, hast found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are thy Lord's servants, both we and he also, of whom the cup is found. And he said, God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he should be my servant, Joseph speaking of. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father. Then Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, thou even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, have ye a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man. What now is appealing to the senators of even this Egyptian ruler's thought? We have a father, an old man. Oh, let me stop here and say, when you preach, put some tears in it, put some human interest in it, put some human relations in it. I've got all the commentators, I guess, worthwhile thing about. They all preach the empty houses. Man who treated Charles Spurgeon, Dr. Gill, had an added congregation of 30, one of the great commentators in the world. Spoke to the Bible, spoke to the Latin, he had an added congregation of 25 that we had done. I'm not against commentaries, I use them, you use them. The deacon in human relations. And he said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age. A little young. And his brother is dead. And he alone is left of his mother, and his father loved him. I cannot conceive a more heart and tears trapped in one verse. Now, if you just want to read that, quit the minister. No, you never enter. And he said unto my Lord.
This tape is continued on side two.
We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a living one, and his brother is dead. And he alone is left of his mother. And his father loves him. And thou sittest unto thy servant, springing down unto me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And he said unto my Lord, the man cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou sittest unto thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, shall see my face no more. And he passed from the king up unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord, and I will come to say, go again and buy us a little food. A little food. And he said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother, be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, ye know that my wife bare me two sons. And the one went out from me, and I said, surely, the torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. Now watch out what's going on in the soul of Joseph. And if he takes this also from me, and mischief befall him, he shall bring down my gray hairs, with sorrow to the grave. Now that's all when I come to thy servant, my father. And the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass when he sees that the lad is not with us, he will die. And thy servants shall bring down the gray hair of Christ, said they. The gray hairs of thy servant, our father, in sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became surely was the type preaching of Jesus Christ. For thy servant became surely who never needed to make it a second for all that come unto God by him. He is our advocate. For my servant became surety for the land. Unto my father, say, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. And when you and I come to stand before the flaming God of God's judgment, and have no fear, for I have a surety that stands for me, and he will bear the blame. Now therefore, I pray thee, that thy servant abide instead of the last perfect substitution, a bondman to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brother. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad, not be with me. This adventure, I see the evil that shall come on my father. That's the most eloquent plea in the whole Bible. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all men that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man goodness, while Joseph made himself known to his father. When the that strange, peculiar people now in dryness and falls us, and they shall look on him who lived, yes, then they shall recognize him as their Messiah. As they rejected Joseph, and don't let too many facts on it, please don't do that. But like underscoring every word of the letter, the truly outstanding truth here, right? The surety of Jesus, that's one. Second, Joseph revealing himself to them who had despised him, who had rejected him, who had murdered him. I am Joseph. You couldn't believe that they heard it. They were stopped. They were overwhelmed. He says, come here. And then he took Benjamin. So look at his face, his features, his mouth, his nose, his eyes, compares to. You can see that we are full blood brothers. You come home with a great text. I want to give you a text. Never mind my lectures or anybody else. If you don't get text, I'll preach on it. I've said with great regret throughout my whole course, I didn't get a half a dozen texts I could use. I was on preach on it. You're going to need it too. I'll get yours when you get out there. We went back to the phone to the old man Jacob because we found Joseph, he's alive. But now we're here. This has seen you so much. You're the biggest bunch of crooks. When I sent Joseph up there to open and find out what means he's in. I don't need a word of it. And he didn't. I'm still, and I had a great text. He saw this. His father. He set afar in this manner, after this manner, 10 asses laden and so on. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see this, you don't have a row on the way. And you went up out of Egypt, and came unto the land of Canaan, unto Jacob thy father, and told them, saying, Joseph, ye have land. And he was governor over all the land of Egypt. Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them, and here's what they believed. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And Israel said, it's enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. Now, if you can't preach on those wagons, they didn't have any wagons when they went down there. They just got a long train of camels or asses. And here comes some big, big wagon loads, a long train of them. Loaded with corn. Loaded with things to eat. His spirit revived. By analogy, marvelous story. The earnest of the spirit which is now given us. And the fruit of the spirit, love, and joy, and peace, and so on. Wagon loads. Exceeding the abundance of all that we're able to ask or think. Wagon loads. How much more will your heavenly Father give good things to them which ask him? Wagon load. Wagon load. Wagon load. Wagon load. Wagon loads.
The people are hungry.
Wagon loads. They're heartbroken. The mother yesterday buried the baby in the cold earth. Wagon loads of comfort. Wagon loads.
The prodigal son of fire out in the country eating the husk of the swine,
but the swine would not eat. Wagon loads at home. Wagon loads.
Wagon loads.
Wagon loads.
And there's enough to spare. All the granaries of Egypt are at the command of the governor.
He's all alone. Wagon loads. Wagon loads.
Not only is he able to take or expect the more.
Wagon loads. Wagon loads. Wagon loads. Wagon loads. Drive the cool morning and see the old cattle and the lots and the long-eared mules and the horses and the hogs and all of the domestic fowls. Follow the gun, that old crib full of corn. You see it up there.
You have no window up down there?
Everything's still. Put some boards over there. Just clear up to the roof. Clear up to the roof. Clear up. Wagon loads. Wagon loads. When they come to hear you preach, have you got wagon loads? Wagon loads. You can't preach on that. I know a preach on some of the
Jonas was a great businessman.
I'm sorry, a great preacher. Brother B. Riley said he was the type of Antichrist. Poor old man. He didn't have it for me. He needed the Jews, so he wanted to make Joseph. So just from that day on, the Jews been getting everything. And getting it now, too. Someday they'll rule the world. You don't like it. Tell God the money back. Here we go, Jacob King. Time came to go.
Jacob, Jacob!
You find that expression twice. Six great names. Abraham,
Abraham!
Great Christ in the mind.
Jacob, Jacob!
Leaving the land now, Stephen, go down to Egypt.
Moses, Moses!
Simon, Simon, Saul, Saul. I think in 5 minutes of this where great mountain peaks came to the life of each man twice a day. Preach on this sermon. Have a lot of them lay it around. And when you want one to preach up and preach up on the shelf there, maybe it's a jar of honey. Honey for a minute. Want some honey for breakfast and hot biscuit and butter? Let me get some jar of honey. Maybe you like to have a little blackberry jelly? No one has it, Mom. All right, let's get a jar of blackberry jelly. Maybe you like to have a hot biscuit for dessert? Then some orange marmalade. Just get that down. But you got to have a jar of the jar before you can select it. If you want some cool ham, have a little big ham. Just slice it up. If you want a tiny red roast, just cook that thing. I love cool. Just slice it off. If you want some good homemade, salt rice and bread, just have a little one. Yeah. I've made up. Well, he gave the best part of his land to you. The land of Goshen, well watered. Now, here's one of the great texts of the Bible to me. Judah went out to meet Jacob. One day, turned to the 47th chapter, 8th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th verses, you'll find the great text. If you don't see a text of that, go and get down in Mammoth Key, so they don't have any eyes. One day, Joseph, Lord of this paraphernalia, riding in this beautiful chariot, he went to see the old man. He is rather beaten now. I see how old he went down. He's 117 years old. Now, he lived 17 years after Garabi. One day, Joseph went out to see the old man. We have no time to write him to the old people now, you know. They wonder. We have another today. They come tomorrow. Finally, give up to this fair. Well, I guess you're busy out there in the Sunday. Mother, the old man says, I feel like I thought they were together. And so Judy went out one day to see the old man. He said, Father, I want to take you down to the palace and introduce you to the king. Oh, no, Joseph. I've never been in a palace in my life. I've been raised out on the ranch, as you know, to see how narrow my hands are. And I'm living. My little son, I appreciate your invitation, but I must not. I would embarrass you. I don't know a thing in the world about the etiquette of the court. Joseph said, but Father, you must go. Father said, well, you're the Lord of all the land. If you say I've got to go, I don't want to. I have my clothes. All I've got here is this old sheepskin I've been wearing. Besides, it don't smell very good in here. Jesus also said, I'll put on a coat. Oh, son, I couldn't wear any coat apparel, all that purple and all that hair for me. I couldn't. Well, you come on just like you are. Why, son, I'll disgrace you. You'll be so humiliated. Finding the rails and he gets in the royal chariot. He drives down to the capital. Joseph told Pharaoh, tomorrow I'll bring my father to see you. Pharaoh issued a proclamation. The father of children, the name of Jesus, is coming. That's a great holiday. Everybody stop. And I can see in the entrance as those big brass doors swing ajar, that tall, magnificent, finest specimen of young manhood. 32 years old, thereabouts, I can see the old gnarled, bent, long, white bearded old man. As he leaves, on the hand of his magnificent son. The palace is filled. Every old man is on his throne. The old man doesn't lift his head. Joseph keeps step with his father. And they walk silently up the long aisle. And Joseph stops in front of Pharaoh. And says to all the whole court, this is my father. And here's where the rules of court were thrown out the window. And old Theo came tumbling down the hill. And he says to Jacob, I want you to bless me. I want you to bless me. And the old patriarch had wrestled with God. And I seen him face to face. And he gave the Lord name. Even to this day, he is reality. Government that's just talk. After 300 years of the heel of the bed, he will be dropped with his hands on the hair of Mary and blessed. Now I'll tell you about what made Moses.
Thank you for visiting the Baptist Spire Internet website. Our ministry is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us at baptistspire.bigfoot.com.